Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
By now, you're so excited to plant corn that you're up before the alarm. You don't even need coffee to get going. Well, maybe just a little. As the excitement builds, remember to protect your seedlings early. Plant Pioneer brand corn products with upgraded Pioneer Premium seed treatment offerings, featuring DuPont Lumavia insecticide seed treatment and a new enhanced fungicide to control Pythium. Turn to your local DuPont Pioneer team to help you get ready. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
We spent the day in Buffalo, Oklahoma yesterday, the first of two wildfire informational meetings for ranchers hit by these wildfires of 2 weeks ago now. The meeting being organized by the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, working with a whole host of various governmental agencies. And one of those showing up yesterday, Oklahoma's senior senator, Jim Inhofe, to offer a word of encouragement to the ranchers gathered.
Yeah, and they've got the right people here. We've got the cattlemen's here. We've got the FSA. We have Department of Agriculture, and they're the ones in whose hands it is right now.
Senator Inhofe indicated he wants to make sure that ranchers understand that if things get too slow from a federal regulatory or bureaucratic standpoint, his office is ready to try to knock down some barriers. Representatives from Senator Lankford and from Congressman Lucas's office also there wanted to basically pass along that same message that they're there to knock down barriers as needed. Tom Fanning, who's Northwest District Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, feedlot operator from Buffalo, has been at ground zero since really day one, working hard to help make sure that things are taken care of for his fellow cattle producers. He says that for the moment, they've gotten a great response of help from outside, especially when it comes to hay.
We've had lots of hay come in. I think we're over the emergency of getting the cattle fed tomorrow and the next day and this week. Now we're looking forward to getting the fences rebuilt, you know, restoring the financial wherewithal of the ranchers and getting those resources to them.
Hay and feed definitely going to be needed for the cow herds for the next couple of months in order to give time for those fields to rejuvenate a bit. Rain needed for that most certainly, so prayers for rain will be much appreciated. And there's private dollars that have been so generously given by many of you to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation. Jeff Jernick says they're working hard to get those monies out quickly.
Yeah, that's right, Ron. You know, we've got a good start. We're just shy of $300,000 that have come into the fund to date. We want to get those dollars distributed as equitably as possible and as fairly as possible. But we have an application online at okcattlemen.org that producers can fill out. We're asking that those applications be into our office by May 1st so that we can get checks into producers' hands no later than 90 days from the event when it occurred.
And more help is going to be needed. If you can help, you can go to okcattlemen.org. There's a link there that you can give to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation. All those donations are tax deductible. You've got farm news on Ron. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 23rd, live on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 10,000 yearling steers, 5,600 yearling heifers, 13,000 weaned calves, all told over 31,000 head to sell. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. 1-800-422-2117. Superior Livestock. More farm news up on our website at your convenience, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a good day. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.